The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Water of life. Water is important. A person can live without food for about 1 or 2 months, but can live without water for only a few days. Due to the fact that our bodies and much of plant and animals on this earth require water, it is recognized as representing life. It can also bring to mind refreshment. The first mention of water in Scripture is found in Genesis. Genesis 2, verse 10, "And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads." Water is mentioned many, many times in the Bible. Water played a part in the name of the man that led the children of Israel out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 2. Later, when the boy was older, his mother brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her own son. The princess named him Moses, for she explained, "I lifted him out of the water." Water is refreshing. Almost all of us have experienced a time when we're parched, and then the moment came when we were blessed with water. Or on a hot summer day, looking for some comfort, then went swimming, and the sensation of the cool water almost took our breath away, in a good way. You may remember the experience that the children of Israel had in the desert, Exodus 17. Tormented by thirst, they continued to argue with Moses. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Are you trying to kill us, our children, and our livestock with thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What should I do with these people? They're ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Walk out in front of the people, take your staff, the one you used when you struck the water of the Nile, and call some of the elders of Israel to join you. I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock, and water will come gushing out. Then the people will be able to drink." So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. Many times in Scripture, water represents cleansing. In Exodus, water was used to wash the priests, to clean sacrifices before they were burned. You also see the instructions for and practical applications of water in Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Water has many spiritual implications. Listen to Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Another noteworthy mention of water was at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, when Christ turned water to wine as a beginning of his miracles. John chapter 2. "Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bare it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth the good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Christ walked on the water, Matthew 14, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. As water cleanses our bodies of impurities, helping to prevent infection and disease, it's a reminder as a symbol for God's healing. In our future, in God's presence, we will enjoy freely the water of life. Listen to Revelation 21. And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him that heareth say, "Come." And let him that is athirst, "Come." And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Friend, if you're thirsting for a closer relationship with God, then listen to the instructions from Jesus. John 4. Jesus answered and said unto her, the Samaritan woman at the well, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." My friend, ask, and you shall receive.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.